This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Britain's Justice Secretary has suggested the government may take a more conciliatory approach to Parliament's decisions on Brexit. This as lawmakers plan another round of votes to find an alternative to Prime Minister Theresa May's separation agreement with the European Union. Here is AP correspondent Karen Shamus in London.
As May has seen her Brexit deal rejected in Parliament three times, not even promising to resign was enough to pass the deal through the third time around. Although the final time the agreement did fail by fewer votes, 58. Justice Secretary David Gawke told the BBC the government would need to consider very carefully the will of Parliament, though he didn't pledge to support any plan lawmakers might back. Amid reports May is planning a fourth vote on her withdrawal, Gawke said May is reflecting on her options. Karen Chamas, London.
An Arab summit is underway in Tunisia. A major agenda item, the situation in Syria, with a focus on the Golan Heights. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressed the delegates.
To forge a political path to a sustainable peace in which all Syrians are heard, grievances are addressed, and needs are met. And any resolution of the Syrian conflict must guarantee the unity, the territorial integrity of Syria, including the occupied Golan.
U.S. President Donald Trump last week signed a proclamation extending formal American recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Analysts are calling it a referendum on President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Today's crucial municipal elections in Turkey, which will determine who holds power in the country's major cities. Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party have seen their popularity drop, mainly because of economic problems. Erdogan led his party's campaign effort focusing on Istanbul, Turkey's largest city and financial capital. Exit polls show his party in the lead there. You can find more news at voanews.com online. This is VOA News. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump wants to find out if the Russia investigation was an attempt to prevent him from being elected. Mulvaney appeared on ABC's This Week.
If that happened, that is a challenge to our republic, the likes of which we've not seen for a long time. And we don't think it's that outrageous to suggest that it could have. The president would only be doing his job if he tries to make sure whether or not that happened, and if it did, to make sure the people who committed those particular acts are brought to justice.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is taking criticism as he tries to address an accusation by a former Nevada state legislator that he inappropriately kissed her in 2014. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
In a statement Sunday, Biden says he doesn't believe he's ever acted inappropriately toward women, but will listen respectfully to suggestions he did. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News Sunday,
Joe Biden has a big problem here because he calls it affection and handshakes. His party calls it completely inappropriate.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, a declared Democratic presidential candidate, tells ABC's This Week,
I think we know from campaigns and from politics that people raise issues and they have to address them. And that's what he will have to do with the voters if he gets into the race.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
It is widely anticipated that Biden intends to run for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination for 2020. Ukrainians voted today in the first round of presidential balloting. Exit polls show a comedian, Volodymyr Zelensky, leading with 34% of the vote in a field of 39 candidates. The incumbent, Petro Poroshenko, is in second place at 17%. A runoff will be held on April 21st if no one reaches 50% today. Election observers were on hand for the voting. Here is what one told us a few hours ago.
It was quiet, and the people wanted to vote. They were coming in and out and were checking the papers and the programs of the candidates. They really take it serious and came back in and, with their passports. Well, we checked, so everything is fine. And I must say, so far, the technical election part is correct.
North Korea has called for an investigation into a February raid on its embassy in Madrid when computers and data were stolen. In its first official comment on the incident, the North's foreign ministry said the raid was a grave terrorist attack, an illegal intrusion, and a flagrant violation of international law. It's believed the break-in was the work of a dissident group opposed to the regime of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Once again, for more news, you can go online to voanews.com. This is Gene Randall, VOA News.